This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and we invite you to dial in toll free and join us on the radio waves here. You can bring up anything you want. That is the point of Free Talk Live. That's what we do. And we'll also take your calls on Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. That toll-free number 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
Update on the Pizzagate alleged scandal. We talked about it in great detail a couple weeks ago on the Saturday show. And I don't think, I think it was right before you started taking back over Saturdays.
Correct.
Daryl, so I don't think you were here for that one. Are you guys familiar with Pizzagate?
Yes.
If by familiar with it, you mean, do I know enough to know that it seems like a bunch of circumstantial evidence? Yes. If by familiar with it, you mean, I know the names, dates, and locations of all of the circumstantial evidence? No.
Melanie, how would you describe it?
I think it was what people read off of WikiLeaks, that they're assuming that whenever some of these elite people were talking about pizza and I think hot dogs, that they were talking about molesting kids.
Yeah.
Now, I will say that there's some really weird...
There's some weird stuff. One of the things
where it said something about there will be children and a hot tub and other entertainment.
Yep.
Really weird.
And the response to it was also weird. Something about cheating on his... So the person who responded something about cheating. I'm sorry, I don't have this actual statement in front of me. I wasn't prepared to talk about all the details of it. But, yeah, there was some weird stuff. And then something about playing dominoes on cheese versus dominoes on some other
and
food product.
And something about a handkerchief.
The handkerchief one was really weird.
Like, all of it's weird.
Yeah, the statement about the handkerchief was somebody contacted John Podesta from the Democratic National Committee and the Clinton Foundation, and because, again, WikiLeaks released thousands of his emails, and that's where all this came from, saying that a realtor found a handkerchief, a pizza-related handkerchief, or no, with a map on it that was pizza-related. So the handkerchief that with a map on it that's pizza-related.
Why are you pronouncing it so weird?
Handkerchief? Sorry.
Yeah, you were saying a handkerchief.
Well, whatever. So anyway, it's, you know, what does that mean? How is a handkerchief pizza related?
Right, but I mean, why, unless there's some evidence that I'm not aware of, it wouldn't surprise me at all that these people have code, especially if they're talking on an open line. It wouldn't surprise me that anybody has code.
It definitely sounds like code.
If they're talking on an open line. So why it's specifically code for raping children, I don't see any evidence of. I might just not know something. I don't know.
And then, like, that Comet Ping Pong or whatever it is.
Well, that's what a lot of these people are tied in with, is this restaurant.
I think somebody had said their Instagram or something has two photos, and one of the photos is a kid sitting on the desk in the Oval Office. So there's, like, the CEO of the ping pong whatever, Barack Obama, and this kid sitting on the desk. And they're like, this proves that they were raping children. No, this proves that
people are statists and like to visit the White House.
Yeah, there's no proof of any of
it. It's all circumstantial evidence.
There's no proof of any of the allegations, but you did bring up the owner of this Comet Ping Pong place. He is alleged to be involved in, you know, one of the ringleaders, if you will, of the, you know, whatever child raping things are going on over there, allegedly. And they posted some of the pictures from his Instagram account, and he had more than two, so maybe you were thinking of a different account or something. But
I didn't go to it. I was just told that.
Some of them were genuinely disturbing kind of imagery, especially the comments on the images. Hotard, I believe, was one of them. There was a picture of a small baby, like a close-up photo of a small child, and Pound Hotard is what the person who runs the Instagram account, who is allegedly the owner of Comet Ping Pong, wrote on there. And if you look up what Hotard means in, like, Urban Dictionary, it's like a retarded hoe, basically. Somebody who is, you know, asexual, female, essentially. and it seemed like a very inappropriate comment to be posting on the on a picture of a small child. So that was one example of just the bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, and these are not good people, so they're not going to say the most decent things ever. And it would not surprise me at all if every elite was raping kids. That would not surprise me. But
well,
the fact that they're making weird comments on Instagram, like, that doesn't really prove rape.
So I just did a search for Hotard, and apparently there's a charter bus company in New Orleans called Hotard. So I feel bad for them with that unfortunate name.
And also, would it surprise me at all if the more higher up, I mean, you even get to middle class and you start to have this problem, but two steps above that, I mean, for people to misuse slang and not know what it means and think it's funny to use more slang words, like, that is completely unsurprising.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was just, you know, it wasn't like there was just one picture in this particular case. There were several that had disturbing imagery and comments, and the Vigilant Citizen had a piece about it, but for whatever reason, that page appears to be down right now. Now you've got news developing in regards to this whole Pizzagate thing, which is pretty disturbing. Headline over at RT, man with an assault rifle opens fire in D.C. pizzeria to, quote, investigate, unquote, the Hillary Clinton conspiracy. Now, I don't know if there was ever anything that indicted Hillary in these allegations, but certainly John Podesta, who was very close to her, is the main one of the main characters in this whole thing because his emails were leaked out. A man has been arrested and charged after shooting an assault rifle inside a Washington, D.C. restaurant while, quote, self-investigating, unquote, a fake news report which claimed Hillary Clinton was running a child sex ring inside the pizzeria. Edgar Madison Welch, age 28, of Salisbury, North Carolina, hey, we used to be on the air there, entered Comet Ping Pong on Sunday and pointed his rifle in the direction of a restaurant employee, according to the Washington Post. Fortunately, that employee was able to flee and notify police. Welch then began shooting inside the restaurant. Diners were able to flee, escaping injury. Many of them poured into the nearby Banana Leaf Indian restaurant. Banana Leaf patron Vivek Jain told Washington Post that a bunch of people ran in from Comet and said a man had walked in with a gun. A separate witness who was dining at Comet Ping Pong with his one-year-old child told Reuters that the restaurant was crowded when Welch entered with many families dining. Welch was arrested around 45 minutes after he entered the restaurant, according to the police chief there, who said that officers arrived minutes after receiving the call. Jane said he eventually saw Welch walking backwards out into the street with his hands in the air. He laid down on Connecticut Avenue, was immediately picked up by the police and taken away. Police said that in addition to the rifle, two firearms were recovered inside the restaurant, and an additional one was recovered inside of his car. He had told investigators he came to the restaurant to self-investigate a fake news story dubbed Pizzagate, which circulated online in the days before the presidential election, according to a police statement. This has been going on for several weeks, as I understand it. The report claimed that Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton was running a child sex ring from the restaurant's back rooms. Despite the story being entirely unfounded, it has resulted in death threats against the owner of the restaurant, the employees, and patrons. The owner was forced to contact the FBI, local police, Facebook, and other social media platforms in an effort to have the fake story removed from the Internet.
Now, I did, real quick, I did find something where somebody wound up deciphering the code, if you will.
What code? The Pizzagate code?
Yeah. So, handkerchief apparently is BDSM code, where different colors have different meanings.
This is according to Wikipedia, by the way. There's a whole article about that wiki, or that handkerchief code on Wikipedia.
Yeah, and the article that I have links over to something about the different colors. But the claim is that, you know, whenever the word handkerchief appears in the Podesta emails, this is definitely what they're talking about, is the claim. The word pillow allegedly means prostitute. Cheese pizza means child pornography. Cheese means child. Sauce allegedly means orgy. Pasta allegedly, as now, well as hot dog, both mean boy.
Let me stop you there, because the reason I didn't share that the night that we were talking about it on the air is because The handkerchief code you can trace to Wikipedia, and there's like some history to that. That seems right. legit. But the list of code words that you're talking about
That's
here,
why I'm saying allegedly.
Right. Just to clarify, there's no way to trace the origins of that list. Somebody called Correct. In to claim it was originated from the FBI, but I looked and looked and looked. I could not find anything. As far as I can tell, it's just some guy who posted up a graphic on a website right. claiming that that's what those things meant. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. More about the shooting in Comet Ping Pong, the alleged pizza parlor, Pizzagate.
You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Newbiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Newbiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Newbiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Newbiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected, no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-687-5416 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group. Get up to $995 in free silver on all qualified transactions. Ask how. All transactions have no startup fee, are privately delivered, and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-687-5416. 800-687-5416.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Our number is 855-450-FREE. 1-800-450-3453. Bring up what you want. We've got Skype as well. Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio with you, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
And have you ever wanted to start up your own blog or website, but just haven't gotten around to doing it, or maybe you're kind of intimidated by the process? HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, makes it easy for you. They got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Plus a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages, and you get it all for 50% off of their regular prices by going to HostGator.com/FTL. That's HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get 50% off, which is an amazing deal on hosting. Go to HostGator.com/FTL. As we continue, we'll take your calls, your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about the Pizzagate scandal. We covered it in depth on a couple Saturday nights ago on Free Talk Live. These allegations, because it really isn't anything more than allegations, bizarre code words being used in emails from and to John Podesta from the Democratic National Committee, the Clinton Foundation as well. The code words, the kind of sick comments on pictures of children that were ostensibly from the Instagram account of the owner of a pizza parlor in D.C. called Comet Ping Pong, which incidentally happened to hold a $40,000 fundraiser for the Hillary Clinton campaign. So the Comet Ping Pong guy is definitely connected with Podesta. There are emails between those two as well. And some people are saying that, you know, this is some sort of child sex ring in the halls of power. And, you know, for what it's worth, these aren't new allegations. I mean, there have been, we've been doing this show since 2002, and every now and then we'll hear these allegations being brought up about people in positions of power that are doing stuff like this. And then every now and then you'll also hear of confirmed stories like Jimmy Savile from the UK, who was a well-known late-night talk show host, kind of their equivalent of Johnny Carson, basically. Turns out, now this information didn't come out until he died, but turns out that he was actually molesting children and people older than children. So, like, I think as young as, like, 7 years old up to their people in their 30s and 40s. On hospital beds. So he would come into a specific hospital that he was a large supporter of and proceed to sexually molest people who were in their hospital beds. That's a thing. It's happened. It happened to more than one person who's come out and spoken about it. So, you know, there's some pretty creepy stories out there about people who are basically ensconced and protected by the status quo inside the system, and so it does make you wonder when it comes to stories like Pizzagate, where there's bizarre codes. You mentioned the handkerchief code, Daryl,
right,
which appears to be a thing. Like, the Wikipedia article on the handkerchief code existed before the Pizzagate scandal happened, so it's not like somebody just cobbled that together and threw it online to back
right,
up the scandal.
Right, but that doesn't mean that every time somebody has a blue handkerchief that they're advertising that they're into oral sex.
That doesn't generally mean that. No, you're right about that. They show, actually, in the Wikipedia article.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, they show a picture of some man's behind in a pair of jeans, and he's got all these handkerchiefs, colored handkerchiefs, hanging out of it. And I guess that's supposed to be an example of somebody who...
Yeah, it seems more likely to me that you would, like, have the handkerchiefs, like, when you went to a party or even when mm-hmm. you just walked around, than that you talked in code with your friends who were also into this and said handkerchiefs instead of whatever acts you were trying to talk about.
But what a strange thing to say that the realtor found a handkerchief with a pizza-related map on it. What a strange thing.
Well, I mean, that definitely means something. I mean, unless they're just... I mean, was this... although I guess they would know about the NSA before we did. I mean, I've been known to... I haven't said anything that weird, but I've been known to just say weird random stuff just to mess with the NSA.
Maybe.
I mean, I did it. And I'm not saying that's the same, because this is clearly weird, but
yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of a fan of not making allegations against the powers that be that you can't back up. Just because, for the sole reason of there's so much stuff you can back up or that they've copped to. It's like, this doesn't really add anything. like, all these people are, like, they can't really get more evil. They're already kind of like the top tier of evil.
Which is why things like this are plausible.
Right. It makes it more believable, but at the same time, if you start adding stuff you can't back up, you kind of start to lose credibility. So,
no doubt.
You don't really need more on them. It's like if you're the prosecutor and the dude's already looking at like 900 years and you got like solid evidence on all of that, you don't come in and bring in
wild
like another rape charge that you have no evidence of.
No, I got you.
So,
but I don't think the average person is of the same belief. Obviously, the average person is not of the same belief system that we are about politicians, that these guys are all scumbags and criminals and crooks. They see this as a shocking...
Well, but this is like the top tier of politicians, though. This isn't just like a senator or something. These are like the one step down from bankers.
People. I think you were trying to jump in with something.
Yeah, I was going to say that the handkerchiefs that they're showing here, they all look kind of like bandanas.
Yeah.
So, again, it's just really weird that somebody would be like, oh, you've got a red bandana, so therefore you're into blah, blah, blah.
But I mean,
no,
well,
maybe weird, I just feel like wearing a red bandana on my head.
Okay, but stuff like this can be super local, and if you were at...
San Francisco.
This is kind of more the thing that I would expect to see. Like, I wouldn't necessarily like expect you to walk into Walmart and be like, oh, you have a blue handkerchief. I would imagine that you're either at a party that is about this, or you're at a school where this is a common thing, or you're in some kind of super local thing.
Or in the streets of, like, the gay district of San Francisco like that.
That would be a local sort of...
That's what I'm saying. So, but then you get, you know, like, another piece of circumstantial evidence is the Podestas. There was a news article that was linked to at the Vigilant Citizen, which strangely took down his article about this without explanation. So I wonder what that means. Maybe he was embarrassed that he'd, you know, fallen into this thing and it, you know, wasn't what he thought it was. But there was a link to a mainstream media article about the Podestas in their home, where apparently they have in their home pictures of naked teenagers on the walls, which, you know,
on the walls.
Technically, that's art. It's not. It's not child pornography.
Well, that depends on what jurisdiction you're in.
Right. But yeah, I mean, they were like showing it off, and something they were proud of. Very unusual. Again, very unusual kind of taste in.
Okay. Well,
in
then
art.
I would say that. Him specifically, like if they found that in his house, then I would say that he specifically is guilty of child porn. Just
well, if it's
for
not
that.
Sexual, then it's technically not.
Okay, it's not medical either, and it's naked.
There are
age people.
Well, but there are actually. I remember you could go into Barnes and Noble years ago and actually purchase a book full of pictures of you know, artsy photos of children, not just teenagers.
I'm not saying it's necessarily criminal, but that doesn't make it not what it is. Okay, so, like, when the IRS takes your money, that's still theft.
Sure.
This is still child porn, whether it's legally classified that way or not.
Well, I mean, it's not. They're not. I mean, I don't classify teenagers as children, first and foremost, because they've gone through puberty.
I mean, I guess it would depend on age, but, like, if, you know, if 17, you know, maybe not, but...
But it's just a weird thing. Like, it's not your typical thing that even if you were to have something like that you'd show it off. And, you know.
Yeah, most people don't have their naked pictures on the wall.
Right. Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So again, somebody walked into the pizza parlor in the case of the Pizzagate with a rifle and apparently shot it a few times.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us. Take control of the airwaves. Shooting over at Comet Ping Pong apparently went down, and the man who allegedly pulled the trigger was claiming to investigators that he was self-investigating the Pizzagate allegations, apparently armed with at least three guns plus one left in his car. We can talk more about that. Your calls are welcome, though. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And if you want free market health care, well, I'm sorry, that doesn't really exist. But there is a company out there that is doing their best to survive and offer something different in this realm of Obamacare. It turns out you don't actually have to do the health insurance route. You can use HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They actually give you a proactive health assessment daily and a no-charge 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional integrative chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. Plus, you get a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You can check them out now over at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. You'll love the service and the price. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
To the phones, to your calls and thoughts. Warren is listening on his phone in Boca Raton, Florida. Go ahead, Warren.
Hi, this is Warren Redlick. How are you?
Hi, Warren. What's on your mind tonight?
I was talking to Daryl by Facebook message earlier, I think it was today or yesterday, about what the Libertarian Party might do for the 2020 presidential election, and I didn't know if you guys wanted to talk about that or if you've beaten it to death or...
Well, I would suspect the Libertarian Party will nominate a candidate and run a candidate in the 2020 election. I'm not sure what else you're expecting them to do.
Well, what I see, and keep in mind, I don't know if you guys know my history, I was the 2010 Libertarian candidate for governor of New York.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Somewhat prominent debate. There was a guy named Jimmy McMillan who kept saying the rent is too damn high.
Yeah, everyone remembers him.
Everyone remembers him. They don't remember me, but they remember Jimmy McMillan. I was on the stage.
Okay.
If you read the newspapers, I won the debate, but
if you watched TV,
you just saw Jimmy. So what I noticed from my campaign, what I noticed from this latest election, I think that Libertarian Party keeps making the same mistake over and over. Well, they make a number of mistakes over and over again.
And what's
that? One particular mistake, which is that they keep trying to run a national campaign, and there's a limited resources, and they're spread too thin. And Evan McMullen is a demonstration of if you focus your resources on one state, you can make a much bigger dent. And so what I've proposed, and I proposed this in the past, is the Libertarian Party focus on one state, and my favorite state for this is New Hampshire, but pick one state and spend as much as possible of your money in that one state and try to win that state.
Now, let me ask you this question, Warren. You're not suggesting that the Libertarian Party presidential candidate not seek ballot access in other states,
correct?
Are you?
Correct. I am not saying that at all. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying when you look at the Libertarian Party candidate travels all over the country. The Libertarian Party, you know, candidate spends money on efforts to reach a national audience. And let me go back to something. I ran in New York State, and I focused I did this in my own state. I focused on the Albany, New York area and the Syracuse area, and I spent all my ad money there, and it wasn't a lot of money. Taking those two areas I spent in together, they're about the same population, probably larger population, than the state of New Hampshire. And I spent about $25,000, and I got around 2 or 3% of the vote, up to 4% of the vote in those counties, where I got 1% overall and 0.5% most of the other counties in the state.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to move the needle with a fairly small amount of money. Part of this is not just that you're advertising, but you have to have a core message that resonates with voters. Because if you have if you spend your money on advertising, but you're not saying anything anybody cares about, it doesn't work. My catchphrase, you know, Trump is the three-word guy. My catchphrase is stop wasting money. So a total of 4 syllables, I think.
Well, it kind of depends on what your goal is, and I don't necessarily know that the LP's goal is to win a presidential election.
Well, okay, so my point is that I'm not sure what the LP's goal is, but the presidential candidate's goal is to win the election.
No.
Well, that's not necessarily true either.
No. I mean, look, in the past, more realistic candidates like Harry Brown, for instance, you know, he didn't think that he was going to win the election. His goal was to get out there and get the ideas of liberty out so people could understand what the non-aggression principle is, the idea that you shouldn't use the threat of violence or actual violence to achieve your political or social goals. And I really loved the Libertarian Party when they had candidates who stuck true to that principled message, and they've lost that in the last 3 national elections ever since they nominated Bob Barr in 2008. It's just been, you know, you could argue he was worse than Gary Johnson, but Gary's not that much better. So I think that the Libertarian Party national candidate should be someone who's principled, should be a Daryl Perry, should be an Adam Kokesh, somebody who really does understand and can well communicate the ideas of liberty to people. But I also agree with you, Warren, that libertarians really need to focus their efforts in one place, and that's why I moved to New Hampshire back in 2006. It's the reason why Melanie and Daryl moved here when they moved here over the last several years. And, you know, we've had thousands of people who have done that, and we've proven that strategy works, where libertarians, unfortunately, the party has been fairly weak until just recently, but they have actually run as Democrats and Republicans here and have gotten elected. So we've actually seen kind of the reverse of what has happened to the Libertarian Party nationally, where we've had the LP nationally has been infiltrated by non-libertarians. Well, we've had libertarians infiltrating the Democrats and the Republicans here, and to some level of success. We've actually had liberty-minded folks, very principled people getting elected here. I mean, that doesn't happen with libertarians pretty much anywhere else.
Yes, and that's why I like New Hampshire. And I should start off with, I'm personally, I believe in the non-aggression principle. The problem is, here's one of the challenges for liberty. And you may look, I agree we want to spread the message. I don't think that has worked. I don't think the vast majority of the American public has ever heard of the non-aggression principle. The Libertarian Party has been beating, not every Libertarian candidate has been beating that drum, but a lot of
the vast majority of Americans are completely apolitical. So you've got to remember.
It's because we live in an environment where if you want to get a message out, you have to have a simple message and repeat it with frequency. If you think you're going to have a complex message and you're going to be able to deliver that message without spending a lot of money, You're just not being realistic about how
I don't consider the non-aggression principle to be complicated. I find that to be far more simple than any other political messaging.
Don't hit people. Don't steal their stuff.
Right.
That's what we teach 5-year-olds.
Yeah, that's a preschool level message.
So wait a minute.
If you look at the growth of libertarians. We have come a very far way since it started. It looks really bad. It looks really bad because like there's only a few people, but it's exponentially larger than when it started. I think it was Rothbard said there was about 10 or 20 libertarians in the world. I mean, that was only, what, like 40 years ago?
So I think you're right. And for me, the non-aggression principle is simple. For you, the non-aggression principle is simple. But, you know, if it's so simple, why have we failed in communicating it to a larger... Even when you say that there's a lot more libertarians now than there were, a lot of libertarians are not non-aggression principle libertarians.
That's true.
There's more than 10 of them. So it is success. It's not a failure.
And the Ron Paul campaign helped a lot.
It's not as much success as maybe we would want, but it's still success. And stuff like this, deprogramming people from statism and then convincing them to stop being oppressors, takes a long time.
It's a long time. Yeah, that's for sure. Although we've accelerated the process thanks to the internet. Now we can connect with people easier than ever before. We have new multimedia methods of bringing people in. Because back when it was Rothbard's day, it was you handed somebody a book and that was it. That was all you could do was, you know, give books to people. Now we've got YouTube videos. We've got, you know, radio shows like ours and different ways to kind of bring people into the fold. So my question for you, Warren, is if you like the idea of concentrating in New Hampshire, what are you doing down in Florida?
I have family reasons why I have to be here.
Ah, okay. Well, one of the things you can do from far away is you can actually support local organizations here in New Hampshire that are really doing, in my opinion, much better work than many of the national think tanks and the Catos and all of those folks for a fraction of the cost. Like Daryl Perry is doing libertylobby.xyz. It's his website. There's the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance and more. And Warren, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate the discussion. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Honey, did you grab your lidocaine pain patch?
I think so.
Well, does it have 4% lidocaine?
Check.
8-hour relief?
Check.
Maximum strength adhesion?
Check.
Dry technology?
Check.
Is it water resistant?
Check.
Narcotic free?
Check.
And finally, American made?
Check. Don't be fooled by other lidocaine patches. Grab the relief you deserve the first time with Blue Emu's Lidocare. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Earlier caller frustrated by the Libertarian Party and libertarianism in general and its lack of gaining traction over the years. Although, Melanie, you say that it's more popular now than it has ever been historically in our lifetimes, and I think you're right about that. I think,
well, I mean, not just in our lifetimes, in as far as I know the history of the world, and at least any recorded history I've read.
Yeah, and you know, that's because of the internet, I think. That's because we've been able to better spread these ideas now, thanks to, you know, the relatively quick methods that we have to do that these days compared to just a few decades ago. Are we going to see it take off? Hit a point of critical mass where, you know, that the if you ever chart public acceptance of things, you know, there's like a certain point of critical mass where it just starts shooting up as far as the amount of people that become aware of it. I think more people are probably aware of the term libertarian, because I remember 15 years ago or so, I used to do like Libertarian Party outreach booths at county fairs, gun shows, gay and lesbian pride fests. I would do those on a yearly basis. And most people at that time had never even heard of the word libertarian, let alone those few people who had heard the word. Most of them didn't know what it meant. So I'd always ask them, you know, if they've heard of it, and then I would ask, if they had heard of it, I would ask them to describe to me what it meant to them. And almost always they had no idea what it was. So that's changed, I think.
That has changed, and, you know, despite him not actually being a libertarian, I think we can give some of that credit to Glenn Beck.
Oh, really?
Because back during the whole, you know, taxed enough already, Tea Party things, Glenn Beck was using the word libertarian and then, you know, giving a horrible definition of it. Hell, the man claims to be a libertarian but was supporting, like, John McCain and Mitt Romney. So, yeah. You know, he's not exactly a libertarian.
Yeah, he's clearly a GOP, but he
uses the term.
Didn't he resign from the Republican Party, and didn't he support the constitutional candidate this year?
Briefly, but then he rescinded the endorsement of the Constitution Party guy,
really?
Just a couple days before the election.
He's a Republican, whether or not he officially is part of the organization. He's a Republican.
And then you've got, you know, people
If somebody publicly leaves the Republican Party, that's a pretty big... somebody like Glenn Beck publicly leaves the party.
I don't know if he was ever actually a member of the party, but he's definitely a shill for the Republicans. One does not have to be a dues-paying member to the Republican Party to be a Republican shill.
Well, at the very least, it shows some level of independent thought and the willingness to break from the typical mold.
No, it doesn't.
It
shows, if you're still saying the same things they're saying, it shows the level of wanting a new word.
He's changed what he's said over the years. I mean, credit to Glenn Beck for coming around on some issues. He's not a libertarian. I agree with you there. But he doesn't say the same things he's always said. He's changed his perspective on some issues.
And then you've got people like Bill Maher that claim to be a libertarian, but then advocate for like gun control and socialism and all of this other stuff. So, you know, there are people that are hearing the word libertarian.
But the waters are muddied.
But again, they're not really understanding what the word is.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Paul listening to K-Talks in Fort Mojave. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, first off, on a lighter note, to the people on the East Coast, to the gentleman in Boca Raton, and to the boys and Melody up there in New Hampshire, I'm sitting over here in Fort Mojave, and there's a mountain range to the west of me, and I'm watching the most beautiful sunset. And it's got cold here, guys. It's almost 62.
Today we had our first snowfall.
62? That's like shorts and sandals weather.
Yeah, for around here.
That's summertime in New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I don't know about all that, but I think it was like 20 when I left for work this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
it was
snowing
and
today.
Still snowing. I had to unbury, not unbury, but I had to.
Once we get back up into the 40s, I'm going flip flops and shorts.
All right, Paul.
Back to the pizza thing. That gentleman, I didn't mean to take away from Boca Raton because he got me kind of thinking about stuff. But the pizza thing, number one, the guy should have started with Domino's. But back to the colors, I remember...
You shouldn't shoot up any restaurant.
I know, absolutely. But I was thinking back to the
Domino's
colors.
Domino's is actually pretty good these days. I mean, they reformulated their pizzas a few years ago, several years ago. And it
can't figure out what he might pick some nice ma and pop place is what I mean. But anyway,
so what's your favorite kind of pizza?
New York style.
Is that a kind of pizza?
That is a kind.
Okay, all right.
There's a specific
it's actually,
style.
It's kind of a thick crust.
Yeah,
on the back
Chicago style's another style.
Or Chicago style. Yeah, okay, there you go.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That would be different than what toppings do you like. That's not a kind,
right.
I suppose. Okay.
Right, it's more of the crust thing and the sauce.
Well, Paul, what are your thoughts on Pizzagate?
Okay, well, here's the deal is I was thinking back about what you guys were talking about the different colors. You know, somebody wears a red bandana or something. I remember when I was raising my little daughter. She's going to be like 24 in December this month. Anyway, but back to, I remember there was those Teletubbies. But the purple Teletubby was gay or something, and if you were letting your kids watch the Teletubbies, I was like, "What?" I didn't even understand that. So, I mean, there's something that people just make up, or is this something I should know about?
One of the Teletubbies was gay, but I don't.
Did Teletubby corporate ever say that, or was that something that some weird right winger said on the 700 Club,
okay,
and everybody's
nobody
debunked it.
Okay, well, I've seen it. I mean, they never like explicitly said he was gay, but it was a dude who carried around. If he wasn't gay, he was just super effeminate.
Okay. Hey, Paul.
And that ring thing on their head meant the rainbow thing. And there's a whole rainbow coalition that was, they use that as their symbol. That, that circle thing kind of comes up and whatever. Anyway, I'll let you guys talk about this because I like to listen to you guys.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks, dude. Tinky Winky, according to Wikipedia, was the character that you're talking about, the gay, allegedly gay Teletubby. It started a controversy in 1999 because of his carrying a bag that looks much like a woman's handbag. although he was first outed by the academic and cultural critic Andy Medhurst in a letter in 1997 to The Face. He aroused the interest of Jerry Falwell in 1999 when Falwell alleged that the character was a, quote, gay role model, unquote. Falwell issued an attack in his National Liberty Journal, citing a Washington Post in-out column, which stated that lesbian comedian Ellen DeGeneres was out as the chief national gay representative, while trendy Tinky Winky was in. He warned parents that Tinky Winky could be a covert homosexual symbol because, quote, he is purple, the gay pride color, and his antenna is shaped like a triangle, the gay pride symbol, unquote. The BBC made an official response explaining that, quote, Tinky Winky is simply a sweet technological baby with a magic bag, unquote. The person who was one of the people involved with Itsy Bitsy Entertainment commented, quote, he's not gay, he's not straight, he's just a character in a children's series, unquote. In May of 2007, Polish Ombudsman for Children Iwa Sowinska revisited the matter and planned to order an investigation. Quote, I noticed that he has I noticed he had a woman's handbag, but I didn't realize he was a boy, she said in a public statement. She asked her office's psychologist to look into the allegations after the research in late 2007.
Or you could just not watch Teletubbies if you don't.
She stated that after her research, quote, the opinion of a leading sexologist who maintains that this series has no negative effects on a child's psychology is perfectly credible. As a result, I have decided that it is no longer necessary to seek the opinion of other psychologists, unquote.
It is never necessary to seek the opinion of psychologists about the sexuality of a
Tinky Winky
character.
Despite the objections, The Independent on Sunday's editors included Tinky Winky as the only fictional character in the 2008 inaugural Happy List, alongside 99 real-life adults recognized for making Britain a better and happier place.
You know what? Just as a general principle, if you feel like there's something so wrong with a TV show your child is watching, you have to check it out with psychologists. Just go ahead and quit having them watch that show.
Just turn it off.
If you have to question it that
There's
badly.
A zillion other kid shows out there that you can watch. So, yeah, apparently you were right, Daryl. It was the equivalent of the 700 Club. Well, that's Pat Robertson, but, you know, the competitor to the 700 Club, Jerry Falwell.
Is he really a competitor? Aren't they just kind of, you know, complimentary of one another?
Well, I mean, they're obviously competing for donations, right? I mean, they...
Right, but, like, their shows don't come on at the same time.
That doesn't matter. Just look, we're in a new age here, Daryl. Just because your show doesn't air at the same time doesn't mean you're not competing. You're competing for their ear time, their eye time, you know, the person's time in front of the television. In that case, you're competing for their donation dollars.
Yeah, true.
They,
okay.
They are competitors in the Christian marketplace of TV. What do you call them? Evangelists, I guess?
Televangelists.
Yeah, televangelists. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Daryl, you got a story about a wind generator put up by a government that didn't really work out real well. We'll talk about it on the way. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.